Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Moving all week with you.
That's what we try and do at Rosie on the House. Make Saturday your happy day. Make Rosie on the House your happy place. It's your break from the anxiety-causing world that you live in the rest of the week. Come in and find rest and find a place to be happy here at Rosie on the House. Every Arizona homeowner's happy place. We're here with my sweet wife of 44 years talking about some discoveries of products she's made under the category of a life worth living.
Yeah, and so again, if you want to see the products I've talked about, they're on Facebook. I put a little video up there, and also a list of all the links is on the homepage under our quick links about products. And we basically talked today about things that have to do with our hands. I like to make sure when I'm choosing things that they're simple, that they're intuitive, and they make life easier. And sometimes I don't choose a lot of the smart technology till it's really ready. So the things I had today were pretty simple. I wanted to talk about these OXO box canisters. If you haven't seen them, like Container Store, even I've seen them at Fry's, the fancy Fry's, you know, with the kitchen and bath and all that stuff.
Okay.
But it's a square container. They're all different sizes.
Clear.
You can use it in the bathroom, in the kitchen, in the garage. And you don't have to screw off the top. So it's a square top, sits in a square canister. You set that on there, and there's a button in the middle. You push that button, and it's secure. I can turn it upside down. I hit the button again, comes right off.
Love it.
Yeah, this is, you don't have to have hurting hands to love this one. This is great. The other one I have here is it's called the Yes You Can. Yes, you can. It's a can opener. And believe it or not, you can use it with one hand. I mean, this one's fancy smancy. Not all that expensive. Nice contrasting colors, easy to use. You just set it. It's battery operated. Set it on top of your can, across the can, hit the button, it goes on, hit the button again, it stops and backs up, you remove it, so it's gone all the way around.
You literally let go of it.
Yeah.
And it goes around the can by itself.
Yeah, you just set it on there and it goes, you have to watch, you know. It doesn't have an automatic shut off. You two stop it.
I want that one. The one that goes, now, is that OXO product as well?
No, this is called, thank you for asking, Kitchen Mama.
All right.
And KitchenMama.com.
You mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So handy. Man, I showed this to my my little older person last night, and they loved it. So that's those two really simple ones also. Have you seen the key wings? You have a regular key. You're trying to get in your house. You got this poor little crippled up hand, and you're trying to get in. There's these little
plastic. Doesn't provide enough leverage.
Yeah, you can't get it turned. So it's a little plastic piece that looks like butterfly wings. Set it over the top of your key, and it gives you a nice big surface to turn that key. So those are great for getting in the house if you haven't done the lever things. And then another thing for a doorknob is just a doorknob cover. Put that on. It's clear rubber, and it gives you lots of texture to hold on to so when you turn it around. So those are the things that I found for this week.
Very good. And I love the fact that you cut that little video so people can actually see it as well. Facebook, Rosie on the House homepage, and the video will be right there.
Yeah, the video's on Facebook. Yeah.
What did I say?
It doesn't matter. So.
Well, it does, because I just confused everybody.
Well, quick links. The article with the quick links is on the homepage under quick links. The video is on our Facebook page.
Now, what is this question you've got here?
Well, somebody called in just as before the segment, and I told them I would get this question to you. They have a dog, and the dog has a health issue, and it needs to be cool. And so this person wants to have a little air conditioning unit they can move around with the dog. So for the bedroom at night, and maybe for the work office in the daytime, is there such an animal?
Yes, there is. But in each room she wants to use it in, she's going to have to install a little flexible duct like you would put on your clothes dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to exhaust. You cannot let that air conditioner just work inside your room, exhausting the same air over and over and over again. So You can find them. You can find them at big box stores. They're under $500.
What are they called? That's not a mini split.
No, it's not a mini split. It's just a room air conditioner.
Okay.
It's exactly what powers our computer room at the office.
Oh.
That freestanding unit that keeps that room down at, 68 degrees. But it must exhaust vent to the outside. So when you buy one, it comes with one kit, and that would be in our bedroom. And there's various ways you adapt it to an operable window, and you make sure that unit is exhausting outside, okay? Now, if she wants to move that to a separate room, she needs to buy a separate exhaust kit and install it in that separate room as well.
Is that hard to move? How big is that unit?
They actually make them on wheels. It's very easy. And then there's a little condensate pan that rides around on the bottom that you have to pull out and empty every once in a while. As a matter of fact, when that pan gets full, the unit will automatically shut off to keep from causing water damage. So if the unit ever stops working, just check the pan level, empty it, and you'll probably be fine.
Are those kits expensive?
They are not. They're not expensive at all. She could have this perfectly set up for her dog well under $700, but it's going to take a little setting up of the vent system on how you're going to get that out. We actually drilled a permanent hole through the wall and put a little dryer vent louvered apparatus on the outside. But the kits that come with the AC are made to fit inside of a single hung window where you just open the window 4 inches, you put in a blocker piece, and the vent mounts right there. So yeah, she can get set up. She really can. We'll be back more with Rosie on thehouse.com. I want to talk a little bit about stormwater on your property in the next segment.